Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Nobody in Kansas City has sports like 96.5 The Fan.
Right side throw, touchdown! Kansas City! A 3-yard touchdown pass in overtime! Kansas City wins the game!
Welcome into The Drive with Carrington Harrison.
Back-to-back best sports talk host as voted on in the Pitch magazine.
Live from the Fan Studios, here's CDOT.
Let's do this. Another day, another dollar, another edition of The Drive. You are listening to The Drive on 96.5 The Fan, 96.5thefan.com, and also the Odyssey app. My name is Carrington Harrison. Really excited to be here with you on this wonderful Tuesday. Coming up in about 15 minutes, Jeff Saturday of ESPN. He played for the Indianapolis Colts. He is going to be on the show coming up in about 15 minutes. We'll get his thoughts on Sunday's game against the Denver Broncos. We'll also look ahead to their game on Sunday against the Indianapolis Colts. We got a lot planned in today's show. Really happy that you guys are here and making us a part of your Tuesday. Before we get into it, I need you guys to do me a couple of favors. Number one, I need you listening to The Drive each day at 2 o'clock right here on 96.5 The Fan. Number two, I need you to tell one friend to check out the show. And number three, and most importantly, I need you guys to remember that the open of the show each and every day is brought to you by our friends over at The Other Place. So if you're looking for somewhere to watch the Champions Classic later today, grab yourself a bite to eat, get something to drink, and just hang out and have a good time. Well, you know what? You should stop by and go see our friends over at The Other Place. Rob, speaking of the Champions Classic, let's talk about it to kick off the show today. Now, the Champions Classic used to feel like the unofficial official start of the college basketball season. That's when we got a chance to see the top freshmen, the top teams, the top coaches go up against one another. Now, the season starts a little earlier than that, but this is still one of the marquee events in college basketball. Duke is playing Kansas later today. We're talking about two of the best programs in college basketball. Well, we are not going to get a chance to see Darren Peterson compete later today. He is out with an injury. Here is Jeff Goodman of the Field of 68 detailing what's going on.
You know, they thought it was cramps early on in the year, and it actually has been a hamstring issue that they figured out about a week or so ago, and it hasn't gotten all the way better. Now, again, Darren Peterson wants to play. He feels like he can play. He'll want to get out there Tuesday night at Champions Classic. But, you know, if you're Bill Self, you're thinking about, you know, Big 12 play, you know, NCAA tournament, having a chance to go deep in the tournament. You're not as worried about these, you know, he's been doing it a long time. He understands the value of having him at 100% when it matters most. So he's not going to put him out there. And we know how hamstrings and injuries are. I mean, those things, if he goes out there and he's not at 100% and he gets it again, he's going to be out a long time. I mean, those things can keep you out for, you know, a month, month and a half. And then you're playing with it the rest of the year and you're playing cautious. So I think Bill Self understands he's got to protect Darren Peterson right now because Darren Peterson isn't old enough to be able to protect himself in this situation.
We'll get to the Chiefs here coming up in a bit. First off, I want to say that we were wrong when it came to Darren Peterson. We were calling it load management. I don't believe that is the case. I believe that Darren Peterson has a legitimate injury, and if he's sitting out playing at Madison Square Garden against Duke, this is different than you not playing against Fort Hays State or Green Bay at home. This is a marquee game in front of NBA scouts, and you're going up against one of the other players who is believed to be in the conversation for the number one overall pick. If you could go, you would go play in this game. This is why you chose to go play college basketball. This is why you chose to attend the University of Kansas, to play in games like this. So the load management conversation is out of here, and I'm happy to stand here and tell you guys I was wrong when it came to Darren Peterson and that. This is where I think that Bill Self just has to acknowledge that the world that he lives in is changing. I think the messaging on this was kind of bad from the very, very beginning. Now, maybe they legitimately didn't know. They were calling this cramps early on, and now we have more information, more tests, more studies, and now we see that it's something different, and we're holding them out from the very beginning. I understand that there was a time in college athletics in which you didn't really have to talk about injuries and you didn't have to pull back the curtain. But when the fans are essentially paying the salary for these players, there is just going to be a measure of expectation that is placed on every situation, especially when the price tag is as expensive as it is for Darren Peterson. I don't know the exact number it was to get him there, but if JT Toppin is getting $4 million this year to play basketball at Texas Tech, I'm going to assume that Darren Peterson ain't cheap. And when you're making that amount of money to play 6 months of college basketball, hey, I want to see you on the court. I want to see a return on our investment. And I think in some ways, the way that KU messaged this thing from the very, very beginning just put a cloud around it and created suspicion around Darren Porter that didn't need to be there from the very, very beginning. This is how it should have been handled. That makes a lot of sense to me. Hey, Darren Peterson is 70, 80%. He probably could play in this game, but we don't want to roll the dice that he gets injured in a November basketball game and then misses the ones in January or later, because ultimately that is the goal. Yes, it'd be great to see him on the court. It'd be great to see him play against Notre Dame or Syracuse or UConn or Mizzou coming up. But ultimately, this is about our chance in going and winning a Big 12 championship and putting ourselves in the best position that when we get to February and March, we're healthy, ready to go, and playing our best basketball. So, Rob, I have no clue when Darren Peterson is going to play at Kansas. We've seen him play once. He certainly lived up to the hype very early on. Your role players, how you worked in the portal, is now going to have to show himself. And I think we're all sitting here kind of waiting to see when Darren Peterson is going to be able to fully play basketball at KU.
I think to your messaging point, you're correct. I think from the jump, they were treating this like a regular injury. Like, I'm just naming a player. Bryson Tiller gets hurt. The way Self played this is fine. I think he, to your point, struggled to adjust to Darren Peterson is different. But I also think some of the speculation and hoopla and all the stuff that surrounded Darren Peterson missing actually just, what, 1.5 real basketball games? Like, I guess 2.5 now. He's missed Princeton, Corpus Christi, and he missed the second half against Green Bay. The hoopla that surrounded him, I think it's just the nature of college sports in 2025. Right, wrong, or indifferent, you don't have to like it, but that's what it looks like now. When a player of his caliber, football, basketball, baseball, it doesn't matter the sport, when a player of his caliber is not playing, people jump to, oh, he's protecting himself for the league. Oh, he's going to the portal. Oh, this, that, and the other. I think you're right. The messaging wasn't great, and I think Self maybe struggled to adjust to what 2025 college sports looks like. But I do think some of the hoopla around what does this mean for Darren Peterson when he's missed 2 going on 3 games, it's just the nature of the speculative world we live in now with college sports, and the fact that if this happened in 2005, no one would be saying, oh, he's definitely icing himself down for the league. That wouldn't have been a conversation. It's just the way college is now.
Let's talk about the Kansas City Chiefs before we're joined by Jeff Saturday of ESPN coming up in just a little bit. I fully understand that football is the ultimate team sport. I get that. And sometimes we treat it like it's basketball, like it's Mahomes going up against Allen, or college basketball where you got two great coaches going up against one another. No, it is the ultimate team sport. But I think everyone would acknowledge that the way that we talk about quarterback and the amount of credit they get when things go well, or the amount of criticism that quarterbacks get when things go poorly. I am here telling you that I don't make the rules, but I also acknowledge that if the Kansas City Chiefs miss the postseason, which is a real and legitimate conversation, the only person that is going to have to wear it is number 15 for the Kansas City Chiefs. We are talking about a quarterback who is in the prime of his career. A quarterback probably 18 months ago, we were having conversations that he was quite possibly the greatest quarterback in the history of the National Football League. We're talking about a guy who before 30 has accomplished more than maybe any football player in the history of the sport. The Chiefs right now are on the ropes fighting for their postseason lives. If this team misses the postseason, it will not be Dave Tobe or Matt Nagy or Harrison Butker or Chris Jones or whomever you can throw out there. The person that will ultimately wear how this team can go to three straight Super Bowls, five of the last six, is going to be the quarterback of the team. Because the Chiefs, on paper, have done almost everything you possibly can to support your quarterback and give him what he needs to maybe not win the division. And you got to tip your cap to the Broncos for what they've been able to do and what they've been able to accomplish so far this season. But the Chiefs needed a left tackle. They went out in free agency and spent the money, and then they doubled back and then went into the NFL draft to do it. This team didn't have weapons. They spent the first-round pick on a wide receiver, spent the second-round pick on a wide receiver. This team still has a Hall of Fame tight end who is playing at a potential all-pro level so far this season. This team has done almost everything that you can possibly do to keep your quarterback happy and to ensure that you make the playoffs on a year-in, year-out basis. One of the hardest things for LeBron is that he is always chasing the ghost of Mike, and we have always seen what Mike does in those scenarios. So when LeBron passes the ball in the final 30 seconds of a game, we know Mike wouldn't have done that. Well, I'm telling you that Tom Brady wouldn't miss the playoffs with this team. I'm telling you that a fully healthy Tom Brady with the offensive line, with the running backs, with the wide receivers, it doesn't matter. Tom Brady would figure out a way to make the postseason. So the division, it's gone. Forget about it. This team, the goal and the objective is very simple. They need to, at a minimum, go 6-1. I don't care which one of the six you win, but you need to win six of your next seven games. I'm not saying it is all Patrick Mahomes' fault, because obviously we know that. But I also watch and follow sports, and I know that the context gets lost all the time. And if you were telling me in a year span, the Chiefs got pummeled in the Super Bowl and then turned around and missed the postseason, you might think that it's fair, unfair, any of those things. The person who will ultimately wear the biggest brunt of that responsibility is going to be the quarterback of the team. Coming up on the other side, we'll be joined by Jeff Saturday of ESPN. We'll get his thoughts on Sunday's game against the Broncos and also look ahead to their matchup against the Colts. That's coming up. Keep it right here. It's The Drive.
The Drive. With Carrington Harrison on your new home for Chiefs football. 96.5, The Fan, brought to you by DM Injury Law. Have you or a loved one been in a car wreck? Contact DM Injury Law today and get the money you deserve. Car wreck? Remember, Mike's got this.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
We are expected to be joined by Jeff Saturday here coming up in just a little bit. We'll get his thoughts on what happened against the Broncos on Sunday. We'll also look ahead to their game on Sunday against the Indianapolis Colts. We led today's show off talking about Darren Peterson. Darren Peterson is not going to play in the game today against Duke. Jeff Goodman gave us the reason why. Peterson is not 100%. Self wants to make sure that he's 100%, and the goal is to make sure that he's healthy and available by the time they get to conference play. We also were talking about the Kansas City Chiefs, and I understand that football is the ultimate team game, and the Chiefs' problems are not Mahomes and Mahomes alone, but we also know how sports works, and if this team, after going out and shoring up the offensive line, investing in the wide receivers, Kelce is having a fantastic season. If this team misses the postseason, the person who is going to receive the highest bit of criticism for their failures, it is going to be the quarterback of the team, especially when you look at his numbers from a couple of years ago and you see the decline in his production, despite the Chiefs giving him more and more things. They've invested in the offensive line. They've paid their left tackle, or they drafted their left tackle, paid their right tackle, center, right guard. They've spent high draft picks on wide receivers. You can't say the Chiefs haven't tried to put talent around Mahomes. Now, I wish they had done more in the running back room, and we talked about that throughout the season, but you can't say that this is a team that doesn't have the talent that they should be on the outside looking in when all of the dust is settled when it comes to them making the NFL playoffs. We're expected to be joined by Jeff Saturday here coming up in a little bit. Let me play this for you guys first. Here is Dana Hughes. He was on the morning show earlier. He was asked if the Chiefs were predictable on Sunday.
I would have thought that the bye week would have done a lot for that because we talked about this last week in regards to self-scouting, et cetera, and I just don't know. I mean, I thought during the game, one of the more peculiar sequences was, I believe it was third down and two, where they had the L formation in the backfield, and Patrick had play action, and we couldn't convert. They tried to leak Breshard Smith out to the right on a flat route. I thought that was pretty peculiar because with Breshard Smith in the backfield and play action, I don't know how that goes together because we're not really handing him the ball.
Mm-hmm.
So like those are the situations where you would think, okay, the bye week was here. We learned a lot about ourselves. Here are some things that we need to do. Either we need to hand him the ball more so that we can run play action, or we need to have Kareem Hunt in the game so that people will buy into the possible play action.
So that was Dana Hughes earlier today on the morning show talking about the Chiefs and their offense. As we wait for Jeff Saturday, I was having this thought about the Chiefs, and follow me here, 913-586-7965. I think all of Chiefs Kingdom, and I think this goes for the team, I think this goes for the front office, I think this goes for the fan base, I think this accounts for everybody. I think the Chiefs have walked around for the last 3-4 years thinking that some of the truths of the National Football League don't really apply to them. And I think the message that you're learning this season is that it can happen to anybody. I think the Chiefs in some ways have stayed stagnant when they had an opportunity to maybe breathe some fresh air into this team, maybe breathe some fresh air into the running back room, breathe some fresh air into the defensive line and various parts of the team. For the most part, the Chiefs at almost every single turn have chosen to remain the same. And you know that saying, if you are not improving, if you're staying stagnant, then you are getting worse. And in some ways, what I think you've seen is as the Chiefs have remained pretty constant in their player evaluations, the kind of players that they're looking for, the kind of offense that they run, the kind of defense that they run, I think you are seeing that that gap has been closed by some of the true competitors in the AFC, and the Broncos have caught up in some ways. The Chargers have caught up in some ways, and some of those other teams. Let's head to the phone lines right now to be joined by Jeff Saturday of ESPN to get his thoughts on the Chiefs as they currently sit 5-5 heading into their home game on Sunday against the Indianapolis Colts. Jeff, really appreciate your time.
Yeah, glad to be here. How you doing?
Doing fantastic. Let's start with this. What surprised me most about the Chiefs on Sunday is I'm used to the Chiefs being the team that closes. We've seen them in Super Bowls. We've seen them in AFC Championship games. If it's going to be a one-score game with 5 minutes to go, the Chiefs are usually going to make one or two more plays and find a way to win. But it was the Broncos that made those plays, and it was the Chiefs that made the one or two mistakes that ultimately led to them losing on Sunday.
Yeah, and you know, listen, man, I think honestly we kind of fell in love last year with all the Chiefs wins and in the massive ways they came back and made things happen, and whether it's blocking kicks or, you know, big plays at the end. And I want to say they were 11-1 maybe last year, and they're 0-4, I believe, this year. And I part of that's just regressing, you know, to the mean, right? Like it happens, right? It's tough in the NFL for things to go your way. But I will tell you, man, as I watched the game, like Denver got after him, and I was shocked a bit because I think I had the expectation you did. Like I thought the Chiefs after the Bills loss, you know, that they'd come back a little bit, a little bit more, you know, for lack of a better term, angry about and look a little bit different. And I just felt like, especially a division opponent, who's leading the division, you know, it's time to start making your way here. And I just felt like they just didn't respond the same way. But there's some things that I've been saying that I've been made mocked at work, you know, here at ESPN about, I just don't see some of the things that I've seen in the past. You know, I just don't see. I don't see their run game being nearly as effective or physical than it has in the past. And I know, you know, Andy Reid's never been identified as a big, you know, run heavy guy, but typically as seasons go on, they get more efficient and more physical, and he actually dials it up a little bit more. I've seen Mahomes, like the clock in his head is sped up. Like you see kind of decisions that he's making. He feels hurried, and it may not necessarily be the rush every time, but it's the threat of the rush where he's been hit. So just some things that you see. And then, like you said, on the defensive side, man, they're not quite closing it out, right? You have expectations that it's going to be a Chris Jones, you know, slap rip, and all of a sudden he's taking the QB down or whatever it is. And for whatever reason, they just haven't put it all together yet.
I've been really hammering the run game, so I'm happy that you said that. As a former offensive lineman, what are you seeing? Because I'm looking at the contending teams, not just in the AFC, but also in the NFC. Man, all of those teams have an identity when it comes to running the football. You don't have to be the best team in the league, but you got to be able on a 3rd and 4, trust that you can run the football and your line, and you can win the line of scrimmage with the offensive right. line. I'm not seeing that from the Chiefs. What are you seeing as a former offensive lineman? Why do you think the run game is so stagnant in Kansas City?
Yeah, I agree with you. I think when you look at it, there's just not a lot of pop. Like, you know, not a lot of guys getting driven off the line of scrimmage. But the other part of that kind of goes hand in hand is like how many's, right? Like if you look at Seattle's run game, you would not say they're an efficient run team, right? Like they don't necessarily run the ball well, but they'll dial up a whole bunch of runs, right? Like McDonald's going to make sure their offense puts the ball on the ground and at least has attempts. And to me, what that does is it fatigues the defense to a degree, is that you're giving the defense something else to think about, something else to prepare for, whether it's different personnel. I feel like with the Chiefs, man, half the time, like, you're thinking, hey, they ain't going to run this thing. We're going to pin our ears back, and we'll stop the run on the way to the quarterback. But we're betting the averages that it's going to be a pass. And I think that's hard to do for offensive line, man, especially week in, week out. And they haven't done a great job even, protecting Mahomes at times. And it's, again, this is not sacks necessarily, or even pressures, but it's the condensing of the pocket. It's the pushing. It's the making him hold the ball a little bit longer than he wants to. And I think all those things contribute to your run game just not being as effective.
Right now, we're talking to Jeff Saturday of ESPN. He played for the Colts. We'll get to their matchup against the Colts here coming up in just a little bit. A lot of the conversation that I've seen from the national level has been about the aura of the Kansas City Chiefs. I think they lost some of that when they got beat the way that they lost in the Super Bowl against Philadelphia, and I think you've just seen it eroding over time. To hear Sean Payton say that the Chiefs are a first-half team, given some of the comebacks I've seen from them, was just a very telling thing. Do you believe that? Do you think the Chiefs still have that aura, or do you think it's gone?
No, I think it's like anything, right? Like as teams around you get better in your division, right? You saw the Chargers start off with a win. Now you've seen the Broncos, right? You've seen the Jags. To your point, it's a what have you done for me lately league. And as good as they have been, throughout the years, I think part of that is just teams feeling like they catch up. And when your division opponents catch up with you, that kind of shows your hand to the league, right? So when they're walking away with these AFC West and, no one's even coming close to them, you feel a little bit different. And to your point, I think people feel like they're closing the gap. And look, man, let's be real about this thing. Like, the Chiefs have played a lot of football, man. I mean, like, whole extra seasons, you know what I mean, with all the playoff games that they played. They played in some massive games, and everybody's giving them their best shot. This is not a team that typically does a lot of noon starts, right? These are going to be prime time, big games. Circle it on your schedule if you're the opposing team. And I think all of those things kind of play into vulnerability for a team. But again, you don't ever write off Mahomes. You don't write off Reed. Spags does a great job. I think they just, their key, their big players got to start making some plays in big moments.
I've been calling these teams the new money teams. How the AFC has been dominated. It's been Kansas City, Baltimore, and Buffalo. Those have been the top three teams. It's a little bit different this year. Kansas City's a little bit down. The Ravens have certainly played better of late, but we're talking about a 500 team. The Bills are in second place in their division. Out of those new money teams, so Indianapolis, Denver, and New England, which one of those teams do you believe in the most?
Oh, that's a great question. I would probably say, the Colts right now. And I think with their explosiveness on offense, Steichen's done a great job with Daniel Jones. Jonathan Taylor, man, is playing an MVP season. Anytime that you can run the ball the way they've been able to run it, and then spread the ball around, whether that's Pierce, whether that's Pittman, whether that's Warren, Josh Downs, again, getting the ball back out to JT in the flats, letting him make plays. And they're getting better on defense. They're kind of a stingy team, and they've been able to put points on just about everybody. And the one game that they really played, I would say they kind of laid an egg against the Steelers. And that was, the offensive line played bad, right? Their tackles got pushed around. They got a lot of pressure on Daniel Jones, strip sacks, all those kinds of things, interceptions. But for you, when you look at them, I think they're a very complete football team that if they're playing to a high level, they're a tough to beat. And then after that, I would say probably the Pats and then the Broncos. The Pats, Drake May is playing, freaking lights out. Vrabel's got their defense playing much better. And early in the season, they were giving up explosive plays on that defensive side. They've tightened up. So all three of those teams, and Denver's got the best defense to me probably in the league. Anytime you get the best defense, man, you got a shot in every game. And so I would say Knicks is probably a little more, errant. He can throw a wild one every now and then. So you would say it, you'd kind of stack it that way. But I think all three of those teams are very legitimate competitors and all have a shot to take it deep into February.
Right now, we're talking to Jeff Saturday for a couple more minutes here. Jeff, let's transition to the Colts. You just mentioned them. I feel like the big question with the Colts really comes down to Daniel Jones and his ability to protect the football. That was an issue for him in New York. It's been an issue with him so far in Indianapolis. When he protects the football, he really gives him a chance. But I feel like there's a portion of NFL fans that are kind of waiting for that other shoe to drop with him.
100%. And I think these are the prove it games, right? Is when you go play the Chiefs and it's a must win for the Chiefs and you got to go up and show up. It feels like a playoff game. And it's, how does he respond? And I have seen Daniel Jones when he was in New York, when he's going through the playoffs and he's using his legs, he's taking care of the ball, he's playing as efficiently as he is as anybody. And he's tough to beat. I think Steichen has done a really good job kind of controlling the narrative, making sure he doesn't believe that he has to play his best football for them to win, right? He can just be a quarterback and put the right guys in the right position. He's got the guys around him that can make him look good and make him, and let him make plays. Don't force it, right? Let the game kind of come to you. Cutcliffe, who was his coach at Duke, is there, and I think he's done a good job of just helping him in the building. And so, I like the way it's set up. I think from Daniel Jones' perspective, he's kind of got the same Sam Darnold and that thing is what happens in big moments. But I mean, all you can go is on how he's played in this system, and he's been pretty effective other than that in that Steelers game, in my opinion. And again, that one I kind of attribute not only to him, but to the offensive line as well.
I always like asking guys like you this question that have been in the league and been around the game for a while. I'm guessing you met Arch Manning when he was just a kid, and now he's the starting quarterback at the University of Texas. Who was that player that like made you feel old? Like you were thinking, man, I remember when you used to run around the locker room and now I'm watching you on television or you're breaking down their film. Who was that player for you?
Oh my goodness, bro. Marvin's son. I remember he and I, we had kids about the same time. And so his oldest son is a couple of years younger than my oldest. And I remember seeing Marv and he walks in one day, he's like this little kid. And the next time I see him, he's like 4 inches taller than me. And I remember thinking to myself, what in the world, bro? Like, what are you feeding your kid here? And he's like, oh bro, he's about to go to Ohio State. This kid's like a freaking grown man. And I just remember, like, these are the moments. I also had a guy, you'll love this, I had a guy who was from the Indianapolis area. And he had gone to college near there. He was a basketball guy who was going to transition over to football, go play offensive line. And I remember Joe walks in and he's like, man, Mr. Saturday, it's great to meet you. I had a poster of you on my wall growing up. And I remember thinking to myself, and now you're my teammate. That means I'm not for long in this game when you got dudes who had your poster on. So it happens to all of us, man. Father Time is undefeated, baby. It ain't changing.
100%. No, it gets all of us. I'll get you out of here with the last thing. This is certainly the biggest question around here. I mean, it's one of the biggest questions in the National Football League of the Chiefs making the playoffs. If you look at the tiebreakers that they have, I mean, they lost to Buffalo. They lost to Jacksonville. Now they get a chance to get the tiebreaker back against the Colts. The Chiefs are 2-4 right now in the AFC. They really got to go to work here in the final 7 weeks of the season. Do you still have Kansas City making the postseason?
Yeah, this is a must win for them. I have them on my outside looking in. So, everybody looked at me crazy last week. I thought Denver was going to match up with them well. Obviously, that turned out to be a tight game that they end up losing and put them in a really bad predicament, honestly. And so as I look at them, to me, they got this Colts game, circled up, man. This is a must win for them. This is a playoff type atmosphere. They're going to have to go out and play that way. And I can tell you the other thing. Everybody in the AFC will be rooting for the Colts, bro. Because don't nobody want to see KC get hot and get into the playoffs with Mahomes and Andy Reid. So it's going to be – there'll be a lot of secret Colts fans this weekend, because everybody knows if they do get hot, that's the scariest team to go play. They've done it and proved it so many times. So it's going to be a heck of a ball game, that's for sure.
Absolutely. That was Jeff Saturday joining us on the show. He was in the league from 1998 to 2012. You can currently catch him every day on ESPN. Jeff, it was great to have you pop on with us today, man. We really appreciate your time.
Appreciate it. Y'all have a great one.
You too. Absolutely. That's Jeff Saturday joining us on the show to get you ready for their game coming up on Sunday against the Indianapolis Colts. I was thinking something as Jeff was talking. I wrote this down, Rob. We have heard this saying a lot over the last 5 to 6 years, that playing the Chiefs is your Super Bowl. And I certainly get the context. Like, I understand why people are saying that. That's not a phrase that needs to be said around here anymore. You know what this is? This is the Chiefs Super Bowl coming up on Sunday. If the Chiefs lose this game, you're talking about you got to run the table the rest of the way in order for you to make the postseason. So I know, obviously, this is not the literal Super Bowl, and the Chiefs have played in far more important games, and they are going to play on Sunday coming up against the Indianapolis Colts. And you are 5-5 right now, and you are potentially looking at being under 500 heading into the Thanksgiving game against the Cowboys. That is a disaster for what we are used to, what we are accustomed to, what we expect. To be under 500 heading into Thanksgiving against the Cowboys, something has gone terribly wrong if that's the case. Their fortunes can change really quickly. You beat the Indianapolis Colts, short week, you go on the road, you beat Dallas, you now get a little bit of a mini bye, and you get a chance to retool and reset for the stretch run. So as down as it currently feels, man, you're 5-5, you're a little down, you just lost the division, you feel like, man, you can be 7-5 with now 11 days to get ready for the stretch run, another game against the Chargers, another game against the Broncos, an important home game against the Houston Texans, who are right there currently with you fighting for the wild card spot. So I don't want to come on here and make it seem like all is lost with the Kansas City Chiefs, but that whole, oh man, you know, hey, they wanted it more, it's our team's Super Bowl, I don't want to hear that anymore. Not when the Chiefs are fighting for their playoff lives. Mitch Holtz said it yesterday. They are in a series of 7 one-game playoffs is what they're in. And if you want to make the playoffs, you got to get to work. That's what you got to do. You got to get to work. And I know the schedule lightens up a little bit, but you still got 4 games against playoff teams, maybe the best teams in the AFC. It's time to get going if you're the Chiefs.
And what's frustrating to me about the Chiefs loss to the Broncos, it's not just all the obvious things, you know, the penalties, the turnover, blah, blah, blah. Is that leading into the game, now maybe this is a media talking point, but you were saying it. I was saying it. Back in the office, talking like Speck and Cody and Gold, they were saying it. I know Bob was saying it. He was our social media person for the game. He was saying it on social media. You could argue that last week against Denver was the most important regular season game of the Mahomes and Reed era. There have been more important postseason games, but in the regular season, that may have been the most important game that Patrick Mahomes and Andy Reed have had together as coach quarterback combo. And they went out and laid an egg. So what's frustrating is, you're right, that where everyone else's Super Bowl conversation is dead and gone, and it's 7 one-game playoffs. I agree with that. But I would have told you that started last week. It was 8 one-game playoffs in the year. You had a chance to win the division. You had a chance to get back in the race. And now, you know, depending on what analytics site you use, the Chiefs are basically dead in the AFC West. So yeah, it's 7 more one-game playoffs to make the postseason, except for they're 0-1 in games like this, and they're 0-1 in games like this off a bye. So it's an added layer of frustration that everyone felt like that game was supposed to be different and have a different feeling and a different energy and a different zest. The crowd in Denver felt it, and Kansas City didn't. Time to wake up, because you got another one of those games coming up on Sunday, because Sunday is way more important for the Chiefs than the Colts. Way more.
Coming up on the other side, we'll switch gears for a little bit. We'll talk a little bit of Royals baseball. There was a off-season primer to get you ready for the off-season. There was a little bit of news and notes about Chris Bubich. I also texted a baseball person and asked him what team did he think the Royals were going to make? What move did he think they were going to make this offseason? I'll tell you what he said. Keep it right here. It's The Drive.
The Drive with Carrington Harrison on your new home for K-State Athletics, 96.5. The Fan, brought to you by DM Injury Law. Have you or a loved one been in a car wreck? Contact DM Injury Law today and get the money you deserve. Car wreck? Remember, Mike's got this.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed's sponsored jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed's sponsored jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed sponsored jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
All right, welcome back into the show. My name is Carrington Harrison. Very happy to be here with you. Let's take a little bit of a detour. We'll talk a little bit of baseball. Matt Tate's going to join us coming up at the top of the hour. We're going to talk about Darren Peterson. Darren Peterson is not playing in KU's game against Duke later today. It is the Champions Classic. Here's the latest from Jeff Goodman on why we are not going to see Darren Peterson tonight.
You know, they thought it was cramps early on in the year, and it actually has been a hamstring issue that they figured out about a week or so ago, and it hasn't gotten all the way better. Now, again, Darren Peterson wants to play. He feels like he can play. He'll want to get out there Tuesday night at Champions Classic. But, you know, if you're Bill Self, you're thinking about, you know, Big 12 play, you know, NCAA tournament, having a chance to go deep in the tournament. You're not as worried about these, you know, he's been doing a long time. He understands the value of having him at 100% when it matters most. So he's not going to put him out there. And we know how hamstrings and injuries are. I mean, those things, if he goes out there and he's not at 100% and he gets it again, he's going to be out a long time. I mean, those things can keep you out for, you know, a month, month and a half. And then you're playing with it the rest of the year and you're playing cautious. So I think Bill Self understands he's got to protect Darren Peterson right now because Darren Peterson isn't old enough to be able to protect himself in this situation.
So we'll talk to Matt Tate about that here coming up in just a little bit. I don't think I'm speaking out of turn by telling you who this person is. So I was reading an article today on ESPN.com and it was written by Jeff Passan. So I text him. I said, hey, if the Royals make a move for a bat, who do you think that would be for? This is what he replied and told me. He said, I would try to move some of the Royals' minor league pitching to try to get one of the outfielders or one of the guys from the Red Sox. And then I said, Duran, and he said, I'd prefer Abreu, but sure. So that is from Jeff Passan about what the Royals could potentially do. Rob, what do you make of that? If the Royals use some of their minor league pitching, we can talk about who you think that could potentially be to try to go grab one of these bats. And I do think that one of these guys is going to be traded this offseason. We'll see if they get traded to Kansas City. But he replied, I would try to trade some of the minor league pitching for one of the Red Sox guys. What do you think of that idea from Jeff Passan?
I would say, as a Royals fan, that is a, you know, full-scale celebration, because the prevailing wisdom, I don't want to say it's bad wisdom, has been the Royals are going to have to get rid of a major league starter to get a bat. Noah Cameron nowadays is the major league starter. Chris Bubich nowadays is the major league starter. We've heard, you know, little, you know, leaks and a little bit of information about how the Royals aren't interested in trading Waka, Lugo, or Reagans. If the Royals are going to get rid of their one of their minor league arms and get a bat like Abreu or Duran or someone of that caliber back, that's a massive win for the Royals this offseason. Because I come from the era, and I think all Royals fans come from this era, where the Royals didn't have an abundance of young starting pitching to the point where you were okay getting rid of some of your minor league pitching to go get a bat. And the fact that it feels like, and maybe it's I'm putting words in his mouth, that he's saying minor leaguers makes you think Cameron, Lugo, Waka, you know, that grouping is off the board, off the table, and you can still get a Durant type, is an absolute win for the Kansas City Royals. I don't know the player the Red Sox want. I don't know if it's, you know, Mazzucato. I don't know. But if I'm giving up a minor league pitcher because I have a surplus and I'm getting a major league bat, I would have a celebration in Kansas City. That'd be a huge win.
So I'm looking at Abreu's deal. So he is under arbitration right now. The estimate right now in SpotTrack is around $180,000-$220,000. He has pre-arbitration next year in 2026. And then you got 3 years of arbitration. So 27, 28, and 29. So from a cost-effective standpoint, you're looking at a very, very good place. He's also 26 years old. Last year, Abreu, he hit 250, 22 home runs, and 70 RBIs. As I said, if you look at the Red Sox, they're just probably going to have to trade one of these guys. They're just kind of running out of bat. So funny enough, as I'm reading this Passan article, in back-to-back paragraphs, so it says this about Chris Bubich. Teams are trying to pluck some of the Royals' rotation depth, but because of the shoulder injury that prematurely ended his season, the offers are expected to be too light to get the Royals to bite. The next blurb is about hitters, about offense. It then talks about those two. Talks about Duran and Abreu for the Red Sox. The Red Sox almost surely will have to deal one of them. There aren't enough bats in the lineup for both of them, especially if the Red Sox want to go out and add another bat in free agency. So if you are wondering what the Royals could potentially do to bolster their offense and shake things up, I mean, the answers are starting to appear. It appears Boston is a team that you know is going to be selling a bat, and you need a bat. They're also trying to pick up some starting pitching or round out their minor leagues. I also think you can look at the Angels as being a team that they're also maybe going to be movers and shakers, and they're possibly going to be selling off some parts, and you can make a deal with them. So just something to keep in mind as we are getting closer to the, I would say, the official start of the baseball offseason, when you start to see a lot of these moves come together and who the Royals could potentially target.
I mean, this is what smart organizations do. The Red Sox have a plethora of bats. They can't keep all of them. You need a bat. Call and get one. And no disrespect to the Royals minor league pitching, if you can get one for 85 cents on the dollar because the Red Sox are in a jam, the Red Sox are in a situation where they have too many bats and not enough spots in the lineup, that's a near perfect offseason. It's not a cure-all. Whether it's Abreu or Duran, I'm not saying like that's the same as Babe Ruth coming into town. Now the Royals offense goes from one of the worst to one of the best. Watch out. But if you can get a guy for a little bit of minor league pitching cost and you can get a starting bat back, and now you can kind of attack the rest of the offseason in free agency with maybe some extra monetary resources, man, we'll be talking a lot of Royals baseball in February and March, because that would be a team that is primed and ready to win the AL Central. They got to do it first, but the news and the leaks we're getting are all positive about the Royals.
Coming up at the top of the hour, we'll be joined by Matt Tate, who covers the Kansas Jayhawks. We'll get his thoughts on Darren Peterson, who is out for today's game against the Duke Blue Devils. Let me play this news story for you. Rob, the millennials, the Gen Zers, they're not going to fast food places the way they used to.
Gen Z are eating out less because even fast food is getting too expensive.
It's really the price that has stopped me.
That spells trouble for big chains like Chipotle, which is having a harder time getting Gen Z through the door. The brand hasn't sold as much as it was expecting to this year.
What we've noticed is a category slowdown for the 25 to 34-year-olds that are under the most financial pressure.
And Chipotle isn't the only chain noticing a pullback. McDonald's recently said it isn't expecting as many sales from low-income diners next year. So how did fast food go from budget-friendly to overly expensive?
We are seeing higher labor costs, higher food costs, and therefore the average eater check when you go out is higher than it has been in years past.
The price of ground beef, for example, has skyrocketed. 1 kilogram now costs more than $14. 5 years ago, that number was closer to $9. So a lot of these chains are trying to win back cost-conscious consumers with promotions.
Yeah, man, it starts adding up over time. Rob, back in the day, you could get 3 or 4 things for $5. We had a real dollar menu back in the day. You could get a McDouble, you could get a fry, you could get a drink. You could be in and out of McDonald's for $3.50, $3.75. Not anymore. That's not the way that it goes. I mean, Rob, when's the last time you got a combo from McDonald's?
I literally can't remember.
Like, honestly, at that point, if you're going to get a combo from McDonald's, I'll just go get some food from somewhere else. Like, at that point, if I've made a decision I'm going to spend $11, the $11 I got is not going to McDonald's. It'll go to Chick-fil-A. I still eat at Chipotle. I probably eat there the most out of any of these locations. But, yeah, McDonald's, they got too big for their britches. Bring the dollar menu back. I love when I can get 2 apple pies for a dollar. That's what we need. Bring it back. Coming up at the top of the hour.
Of all examples, the apple pie was your example. The worst food item they have. Come
on. Don't do that. All right. We got a KU interview coming up. I'll cancel it. All right. Right now. Hey, Matt Tate, I appreciate you. We're busy. We're moving on. We got Matt Tate coming up in just a little bit. We'll ask him what's really going on with Darren Peterson. We'll see if we'll find out. Keep it right here. It's The Drive.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.